Pisting today with Dr. Bob Hunger of OSU, and you've got something pretty special happening called retirement coming up. Are you excited?
Yes, I am excited, and my wife is excited as well.
She's probably got a list for you, doesn't she?
Yeah, and so does my daughter. She lives in Stillwater, so yeah, I'll have plenty to keep me busy.
Well, tell us a little bit about your career as you're exiting.
Well, of course, been here at OSU for 39 years and came in on research and teaching, and then that got expanded to include extension. But both of those have been very rewarding. All three have, but the teaching was a small component. But the research has been primarily with the wheat breeding program. Two different wheat breeders, Dr. Ed Smith when I first got here, and now Dr. Brett Carver. Very much enjoyed that. You know, I had a minor in genetics and in plant breeding, and so I was always interested in it, but had more of a love for plant pathology, so I've gotten to combine both of those with that. And then the extension side of it, working with the wheat growers, has been extremely rewarding.
Well, what have you seen that's really changed as far as wheat disease go, wheat varieties go, in all of your years of working?
Probably two things really stick out. One of them was that when I first got here in the early 80s until about 2000, we hardly ever saw stripe rust. Mm. Starting in 2000 and then about every 2, 3, 4 years, stripe rust is almost as significant now as leaf rust used to be. Leaf rust still is a problem, but just how stripe rust was able to adapt somehow to come into Oklahoma was something quite different. And then the other thing was, and some producers will remember this, the carnal bunt thing that came up. There was a lot of testing of wheat that had to be done for carnal bunt because trading partners did not want to have carnal bunt in their wheat seed. So there was testing needed to be done to show that the areas in Oklahoma were not infested with carnal bunt. And that was quite challenging, but very interesting to do. It's one of the times when I really felt like having my schooling really helped me a lot.
What would you say is different from, like, being in Oklahoma in your role as opposed to different parts of the state? I would assume that you get all kinds of stuff because we have all kinds of weather and everything that can affect the wheat.
Yeah, it is. And of course, we have different specialists at OSU. Dr. DeSilva is the agronomist, Dr. Manicheri is the weed specialist, mm-hmm. There's soil fertility people, so on and so forth. But what I find interesting is that a lot of time dealing with the extension side, people come to me or to any of those other people with any questions they have, and that makes it challenging, but there is a team of people, and so we are constantly in communication with each other to make sure that the questions get to the right spots, and it seems to have worked real well.
Well, I would assume that since this has been a big part of your life, you're not going to be able to stay out of it completely. Maybe you'll just drive a little slower by wheat fields when you see them now?
Oh, there definitely, I'll always be looking at wheat. And, of course, you know, you've been to a lot of the field days this year and previous years. I'm sure I'll continue to go to those, but it'll be more as an observer, as you say, rather than a participant.
I have a feeling that people are still probably going to call you a lot.
They might, but, you know, I don't know. That shingle kind of is going to get taken up in July.
Well, what are you looking forward to in retirement? Are you going to travel? Are you going to spend more time with family? Or what's your plans?
Well, yeah, I got two grandkids now, and they live down in Texas, so they're not too far off. Like I say, my daughter lives in Stillwater, and she bought a house, so, you know, I get to help her quite often with different projects. And then I have a brother that lives in Kalispell, Montana, that I haven't seen near enough of over the last couple decades, and lots of other friends around. And then my wife and I have always kind of liked to camp and fish and travel, so we've got some of that already in the plans.
Well, Dr. Hunger, you've been a blessing to all of us that have known you and, of course, to OSU. So we're sad to see you go, but we're excited for your new opportunities.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you very much.